This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's the Christmas season. It's the holiday season, which means that weekend radio hosts are starting to take off vacation days, which means that Thom and Shorts get to grab the stick. We're on till 3 o'clock, and then we pass it off to Danny Noakes, who I believe is doing his first show on 106.7 The Fan. So good luck to him.
He's live from Noakesville. I don't know why I said that.
He's got a tough act to follow. And I would hate to see Calhoun give old Danny Noakes a call.
Oh man, Calhoun really had his way with us.
He certainly did. But we're on till 3 o'clock, and we talked the first hour about Anthony Rendon. What stung more, whether it was Rendon or Harper leaving. But now we're going to get into the team that no one really cares about, the Washington Redskins, and Dwayne Haskins, where there's not really much left in this season, Shorts, where it's a drag for everyone. I think it's a drag for the players. I know it's a drag for the fan base and for the media. It's, you were already starting to complain about having to go out to FedEx Field tomorrow.
That was off-air conversation.
Yes, but I'm taking it on air. You were complaining about having to go to FedEx Field tomorrow, and there's not really much to keep an eye out for and pay attention to. The one thing is Dwayne Haskins. So you came up with the topic idea of what does Dwayne Haskins have to show you the rest of the way to let you know that the Redskins are headed in the right direction with Dwayne Haskins as the leader. We already have some phone calls lined up, but if you would like to get in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Shorts, let's start with you. What do you think Dwayne Haskins has to show you and the rest of Redskins Nation?
For me, this sounds a little trivial, but a higher completion percentage. And not all guys can get that part of their game right away. Like, Kirk Cousins had a terrible completion percentage when he first started starting for the Redskins. So it's not like an end-all, be-all that if he's completing 55% of his passes right now that I'm just going to write him off forever. But that's something that if I saw that by the end of the season through these last three games where he can get up in the 63-64% range, I would be thrilled and go, you know, the Redskins really might have something here. If I saw that, I would be confident that they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. For me, it would be just getting the ball out quicker. And we've seen this with Dwayne Haskins a ton, where he's getting hit and people are in the backfield, even when there is good protection. I help out on Junkies pregame show every Sunday morning before the Redskins game starts. We go out to Glory Days Grill, and you can catch us tomorrow in Manassas if you would like to do that.
That's right. You got your highs and lows in the end segment.
What is it over called? Unders.
Over under, yeah.
But, you know, the Junks usually stick around for the first half, and I get to watch the game with them. And JP has been, every time he sees a good protection, he just screams, "That's a good protection. I don't know how he's getting hit." And when you start looking at what the offensive line is doing, as opposed to just watching the quarterback or watching whoever, you're starting to see that he is holding on to the ball too long.
Like, you're as a viewer, your eyes are kind of trained, conditioned to
track,
look at the ball.
Yeah.
Track the ball. But you're right. When you pay attention to the line, then you start to see, well, wait, they are buying him time. He's still getting sacked.
Right.
He's still getting the ball down.
And there are plenty of times where, you know, somebody does get beat or somebody has too many people to cover or what have you, depending on the looks. But there are also times where it's a good pocket, good protection, and he'll either roll out of it or hold on to the ball too long. So for me, what I want to see is I don't need to see three touchdowns a game. I don't need to see higher completion percentage. But what I do need to see is you need to be able to understand what's going on the field.
Yeah.
If you're holding on to the ball too long and you're getting good protection, I feel like you're not understanding the game. You're not seeing the game the way that it should be seen, if that makes any sense.
And along those lines, one negative habit that I've seen he start to develop too is as he's hanging on to the ball, he's gotten a little too comfortable looking for that open running lane, you know, because
right.
he's had a couple of decent runs, and I think now he's using that more as a crutch to where he goes, oh, well, if I just see an open lane, I'll take off, instead of taking the time to kind of go through the fire and look for that last read, look for that last open or potentially yeah. open receiver. Take that one extra look instead of taking off and running.
And you saw,
he got caught doing it a couple times last week.
And you saw this with, you know, the quarterbacks last year. You saw it with Kirk. You've seen it even with Case Keenum in the small time that he was a starting quarterback here. They're always hitting, you know, the check down. They're always hitting, you know, a running back that's waiting for a screen pass. You're not really seeing that with Haskins, to back up your point. There's always someone there that can help you out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like he's more focused on trying to just sneak out of a sack as opposed to hitting the guy that's there to help you out. And it's almost like he's not seeing that.
Yeah, and that's not always the case, but I think more often than not, it is.
But I would say it's a higher ratio compared to others.
Yeah,
compared
for
to
sure.
the other quarterbacks that the Redskins have had pretty much in the same offense, he's doing it at a much higher percentage.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if he would be well at this point to gain the nickname Captain Checkdown like Kirk Cousins did.
Right.
You know what I mean? That would show that he's making actual strides, you know, towards getting the offense down and feeling confident in it. What do you need to see to feel confident the Redskins are going the right direction with Dwayne Haskins? 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067.
If you're on the phone line, stay there. We'll get to you next. This is Bit Day on the Fan. It's Bit Day. Thom and Shorts with you. You can follow Shorts on Twitter at Chris Lingbach.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Thom. People can follow you at Thom Daily, too.
That is true.
I got to say, sometimes I think our off-air conversations would be much better suited on air.
Yeah,
but that's, not for me to decide.
We just had a real cash conversation about black holes during the commercial break. So we're keeping it light in here.
Let me just throw this out there. No, never mind. Let's get into our Dwayne talk.
You've already got us in enough trouble today talking about the whole Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Are we living in an alternate universe? 1-800-636-1067.
No. Do not take those calls, Darius. Do not. We're talking about Dwayne Haskins and what he needs to show us as Redskins fans the rest of the way this year to let us know that the Redskins are headed in the right direction with Dwayne Haskins. We are not taking calls on multiple universes and black holes.
And if you want to weigh in as a sidebar Dwayne call on the alternate universes, you can.
Could you imagine sidebarring that conversation? Hey, sidebar.
Yeah, and my second point I'd like to make is, yes, we are living in an alternate universe, and here's why.
Yeah, I do believe that the Statue of Liberty was on Ellis Island at one point. All right, so I want to see Dwayne Haskins get rid of the ball quicker. We talked about last segment about how there are times where he's getting good protection and he's not making the right decision in the moment. Seems like there's too much pressure on him. You said you just want to see a higher completion percentage.
Yeah, it seems dumb, but and it is a little bit. But to me, that would show that he's consistently doing the right things to kind of go through his progressions. Not that he's not doing that now, but just being better at it more consistently.
Right.
If I were to see a higher completion percentage, I would know that that's...
You're not going
to
throw up, are you?
No. I had like a half hiccup situation going on, slash burp. You know, I was kind of caught in between.
Let's talk to Michelle in Beltsville. Michelle, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
I would like to see Dwayne continue along the trajectory he's going. I just don't want people to be rushing and putting so much pressure on him. I think the things he has that I'm really impressed by are his poise. He doesn't panic in the pocket.
Right.
He doesn't throw it up for anyone or at wrong times. Yes, he's got those growing pains. I would just like to see him continue to develop. He seems very coachable. I think he will be a very good quarterback next year. I just think he needs that time.
Thanks, Michelle. And now your theories on alternate universes?
No, I got rid of her before she could give us that. But
great call, minus the lack of sidebar.
But Michelle kind of did the opposite of what I want. Right. I actually want to see him take more risks and see him get rid of the ball quicker. She likes the fact that he's got poise in the pocket and that he's willing to hold on to the ball too long. I think in situations, if there's not anything there, sure. You know, don't make, you know, a bad throw to get an interception and put the team in a worse position. But also, if there is something there, or if you can make a reasonable play, try to do that.
You
don't try to just run out
right.
of it.
Right. And you can't really say that he's doing a good job of holding on to the ball, protecting the football because of the fumbles. But in terms of, like, making bad interceptions, outside of that first game against the Giants where, you know, he didn't even start that game, nor do I think he had an idea that he would even come into that game, he hasn't really been chucking the ball too recklessly into defenders' hands. I mean, you take that one game out, and he's got four interceptions in the remaining games that he's played, the last six games that he's played. That's not bad, just on its surface, you know, just looking at the numbers,
right.
Especially for a rookie quarterback. Now, the fumbling thing is a direct result of what you're talking about, which is holding on to the football too long.
Yeah. It's a problem, but I think it's something easily fixed. But somebody needs to let him know this is what you're missing. Because that's why they look at those tablets when they get off the field.
Right.
Because there's so much going on that you're, of course, going to miss a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the coaches, whether it's Kevin O'Connell, I don't even know who's responsible for it. The quarterback's coach, maybe. Maybe if it's Callahan with his offensive line experience, somebody needs to tell him, hey, you're getting what we're supposed to be giving you.
Right.
And you're not seeing it. Somebody needs to communicate with him that there is something there.
Well,
that must be the biggest difference, because he is a good football player. It's just a vision thing.
And that's, is it a vision thing, or is it a just not being decisive enough thing? I think it's hard to tell which it is. Maybe it's a combination of the two, but ultimately he needs to make a decision quicker.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So he needs to recognize that somewhere on the field there's going to be an option, and he needs to be able to do it faster.
Correct. And, you know, maybe we got to get into the bigger conversation of if nothing changes here and Dwayne Haskins plays the way that he has this year, and the Redskins are projected right now to be, you know, at worst a top four pick, and you're sitting in a situation where there's going to be plenty of quarterbacks available, most notably Joe Burrow, who's probably going to go first overall, unless something happens at the combine and the Bengals fall in love with Chase Young, Joe Burrow is going to be the number one draft pick. So that's going to leave you with Tua. That's going to leave you with Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
There's plenty of options there at quarterback. Do the Redskins decide, hey, you know, we're not really sold on Haskins yet. It would be better if we brought in another quarterback in the first round, which sounds nuts. Believe me, this sounds crazy. But you bring in another guy to have a competition of two young, talented quarterbacks to see who wins out.
Yeah, and
is that a crazy thought? Because if he doesn't show us anything, somebody's going to have to make a decision on what to do moving forward.
It's not a crazy thought. You're talking about doing what the Cardinals just did this year, only instead of trading Josh Rosen, they kept him and had a quarterback competition between
right.
the two young quarterbacks. I don't think that situation specifically would ever play out. I think you would have more of a Cardinals situation. But it's not crazy to have the conversation about, should the Redskins consider it? I mean, certainly they should consider it.
Yeah.
They should have a conversation about having that conversation. I think we're well down that road at this point.
We are having the conversation about
having
the
conversation. And we're having the conversation about having that conversation right now. Because It's not a crazy thought. The Redskins are 3-10. They're 3-10 in a year.
Yeah, Chris Russell is sitting outside with a shaved head because of it.
In a year where Bruce Allen told us in the offseason that they were close to making the playoffs. There is a Grand Canyon-sized gap between what Bruce Allen thinks and reality. Now, that's probably a bigger issue in the grand scheme of things for the Redskins, but that also means that everything is on the table and everything should be on the table. So that conversation and having a conversation about that conversation,
it should be had.
Should definitely be had.
Let's talk to Mike in Woodbridge. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, bud.
Hey, listen, at this point, I mean, the kids, we've only seen a half a season
right.
of Haskins, man, and we're already talking about possibly pulling the trigger on this kid, man. This is why the team will never be successful. You know, you can't, you don't give players time to develop. If you look at the history of the Redskins, every player that we picked up that has been somewhat of a talent, we've allowed them to leave and they've gone to other organizations and flourished. I would say, like, if you look at Carlos Rogers, when he went to the San Francisco 49ers, became an all-star. If you look at Brandon Lloyd, when he left us, went back to Chicago, had a great season.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like we have to give some of these players time to develop and put them in better situations. You know, I think that when you go out and talk about getting a new quarterback, and if you have not shored up the offensive line, it's like, why would you go out and buy a brand-new Mercedes and put guaranteed used tires on the vehicle? You got to shore up the offensive line. If you're going to invest that money in a player like that, who's your leader, who's the guy that's going to lead this team, then why wouldn't you put the best tools around him to protect him? I mean, come on.
Don't you think?
I mean, we've been seeing this thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, don't you think, too, though, that this is such typical Redskins where they do everything ass backwards? If they were going to draft a quarterback, they should have either fired Jay Gruden last offseason or giving him an extension. You link your new quarterback with your new head coach. Everybody knows to do that, and here we have a situation, and this is why I feel really bad for Dwayne Haskins. I was talking with somebody on Twitter about this the other day.
Big time.
I'm sure.
I don't think Dwayne Haskins was Jay Gruden's quarterback. I don't think he was his choice.
Well, whether he was or not, it's unfair of him.
Move.
It's unfair for him to have to come into a situation where now – He's in this screwy place in his career where he's going into his second year. He's got everybody second guessing him, including maybe potentially the next head coach of the Washington Redskins. It remains to be seen, but it's just not a very fair situation.
Thank you, Mike, for the call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Demetrius in King George. What's going on, bud?
Hey, sir. How you doing today?
Doing good. What do you got?
Thank you so much for taking my call. The Dwayne Haskins issue. If you just look at the guy, he's scared. You know, everybody's talking about how horrible he is. How the TV, the media, the radio, everybody. His confidence is. You know, people say that. Oh, you got to have your own kind of confidence. No, man, the people around you that build you up and give you confidence to help you. Nobody rapping on how horrible Peyton Manning was. He still has the rookie record on interceptions.
Well, that was like 30 years ago. I mean, media was a little different then.
Yeah, but it's still the record, and it still stands. And the kids, they hear these 2 years guys not doing so great, being benched. And this guy, with his sixth game, he's shell-shocked.
I don't even think it's fair to say that he's shell-shocked. I don't think he's shell-shocked. It's a valid thought. I don't think he's to the point where he's rattled to where he can barely get out on the field.
And I think
he's playing fine.
We didn't say he was terrible.
Yeah, he's playing fine.
He's playing fine.
Fine.
He is a starting quarterback in the NFL. That is where he is.
Yeah.
There's nothing bigger than that, where he's definitely better than a backup, but he has not shown enough for me to believe that the Redskins are going to be in a good situation moving forward. And when you look at the ESPN story that came out from Bill Barnwell yesterday, where he ranked the top 9 NFL potential coaching places, one of which included the Cowboys, which, of course, that's going to work itself out pretty soon with Jason Garrett.
You assume that? I'm not.
Yeah, you also said that Jay Gruden wasn't going to get fired this year.
That's true.
I would say that you're 0 for 2. But
0 for 1.
But when you look at that, he had, Bill Barnwell had the Redskins as the worst potential new coach option. Where if you're a coach getting hired to be a head coach, whether you're in the NFL, college coach, what have you, here are all the teams that you could go to that are going to be looking for a coach in the offseason. The Redskins were worst on that list, one of which had to do with the ownership. And then the only positive that it said was the checks cash. So the positive of working for the Redskins is that your checks cash. Another part of that, and he didn't include this, but another level of that is that just like what you talked about with that caller on the phone, you now have Dwayne Haskins. So let's say Matt Rhule from Baylor comes in, and he's got his whole thing that he wants to do. What if Dwayne Haskins doesn't fit the mold of the quarterback that he wants? You now have another situation that you're doing to the new coach.
Dude, it's such a bad, again, it's such everything a bad situation for Dwayne Haskins, because he's essentially in the same position that RG3 was in when the Redskins hired Jay Gruden, which was new coach comes in, he's got a quarterback that's already recently been drafted that the owner wants to play. Obviously, you should play Dwayne Haskins going into his second season because he's played like 7 games so far in his career. But what is the next head coach going to think? Unless your next head coach is Kevin O'Connell or Bill Callahan,
yeah,
then you have no idea what somebody outside your building right now will think when they get inside your building.
1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We are on till 3 p.m. Then we pass it off to Danny Noakes, live and local right here on 1067. Yes, it is. Thom and Shorts with you. We'll be on till 3 o'clock. Talked about Rendon. Talked about Dwayne Haskins. And Shorts, I know at 1:45, 10 minutes from now, we got to do the birthdays. It's a staple of the show, something we've always done.
Yep.
So we can't blow it off today. We have to continue the tradition no matter how long it's been since the last time we were able to do it, but it is a staple of the show.
There's just been so many birthdays.
What if we did all the birthdays going back to August?
It would take 3 hours.
We try to get in one segment. The birthday show. It would just be a show about just birthdays. Called
the, instead of bit dates, the birthdays?
Yeah. Birthday.
Birthday.
But, you know, earlier I talked about the... earlier I talked about like the things that I ask people when I first meet them. What are your five favorite foods? Second one is, what is the karaoke song that you sing if you go to a holiday party, if you go to a karaoke bar? You have to sing one song. What is it? I went to karaoke last night.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, because I ask all these people this question and I put them on the spot at dinner or what have you, I was with people that I had to, I asked them. A long time ago, what is your karaoke song? So what happened? They turned around on me, and I had to do the karaoke song that I do because I put them on the spot many years ago.
Now, do I know what your karaoke song is? I'm going to guess it's some sort of like Iron Maiden or something.
No. It's not Run to the Hills like Mike Wise did many years ago.
Sure did.
My karaoke song is Open Arms by Journey.
Open Arms by Journey. I know Arms that Wide up, Open by Creed. I don't know if I know.
Arms Wide Open would be a good one.
That would be a great one.
Do you have a karaoke song?
I think it's Arms Wide Open by Creed.
So you just decided.
But
if we went out to a karaoke bar, you would have to sing that song.
Yeah, you're not married to it.
You could.
That's the thing, because... If you've ever had a bad karaoke outing where, I don't know, somehow like somebody records you and then plays it back to you and you go, wow, I sound that terrible.
Yeah.
I think that's probably 80% of the people that do karaoke. But you also very quickly realize where your range really is.
So that's what I go with. You go with Creed, but I don't think that you've given it enough thought.
No, I haven't.
This is something
I
you
give
have
it no
to
thought.
Know.
I give it zero thought.
Darius, do you have a karaoke song? Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
This is this may or may not shock you.
No.
The Killers, When We Were Young.
Okay. Wow. That's a great one.
I
thought it was going to be like Garth Brooks. When he said, this is going to shock you, I was really prepared to be shocked.
Well, I thought it was just going to be, no, I don't. Because when I ask people, they usually don't.
This is going to shock you. No, I do not.
No, I do other things with my life. Like have multiple jobs. But that's a great one, though.
What was it? Kings of Leon?
No, The Killers.
The Killers, When We Were Young.
Yeah.
You want to hear it? That is such a smash.
Don't do it.
No singing, please.
No singing. I was just acknowledging that I know the song. No singing.
So if you want to call us throughout the show and give us your karaoke song, you can do that as well. We were talking last segment about the draft, kind of, talking about Dwayne Haskins and what they're going to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the Redskins should take an offensive lineman because of that's a need, or would you continue? Let's say Chase Young is there, and Chase Young is up there and at the Heisman Trophy presentation tonight because he got enough votes to be considered for the Heisman. He probably won't win. I think it's good. It's Joe Burrow's trophy to lose. But do you think that if Chase Young is there, the Redskins will take a guy like Chase Young, even though they got Montez Sweat last year? They got, Daron Payne a couple years ago, Jonathan Allen year before. You're really in a situation, especially with Ioannidis playing above his expectations, where that's probably their only strength is, the defensive line and, the outside linebackers right now. But would you go with a guy like Chase Young, or would you take an Andrew Thomas, who's like the best tackle in the draft, when you know that you need to protect Dwayne Haskins, you need to shore up the offensive line?
This may seem counterintuitive to everything that you're supposed to do in the draft. I am very pro, you have to do whatever you can to keep Chase Young from going to the Giants.
Okay.
And for people that act like, and this is why I get irritated, I know EB looks at it logically, or emotionally, excuse me.
He does, yes.
He looks at it very emotionally. He says, tanking's for losers. You can't tank. Never tank. I don't ever want to see anybody. I don't like the picture of tanks. I don't like to see army tanks. No tanks. I don't like tanks.
Yeah.
No tank tops. No tanks.
At EB hates tanks.
Like, hates tanking. Okay, that's fine. But you could very quickly be in a situation, and we're talking about, 7 or 8 months from now, where the best defensive lineman to come out of the NFL since probably like Ndamukong Suh is on the Giants for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Haunting the quarterback that you hope to be around for just as long.
Dwayne Haskins.
That can't happen. And you're in a position where you can prevent that from happening. To get an extra win out of it because you refuse to tank, to me, is the dumbest, most short-sighted thing you could possibly do in this situation. Lose your ass off for the rest of the year. Don't let him go to the Giants. That's the smart thing to do. You're an idiot if you want to do anything but that. You're a stupid person. I'm sorry.
I didn't know I was going to touch a nerve there.
Well, it's just so, it's so dismissive. Yeah. It's so dismissive to think of it only emotionally and, winners. I want winners. I'm sorry, this isn't the 1950s guy. There's a lot of people that think about
all
football.
All
the people that think about football differently, including the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals, and, oh, by the way, the New York Giants. So if you want that guy on the New York Giants, go ahead. Keep winning. Keep winning for the rest of the year. Keep winning meaningless games.
Keep
sure
doing
that matters.
It. Keep
doing it.
Keep saying it.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
I will say this, though. The taking the Chase Young to block another team would be an awful way to take care of, let's say, it's your fourth overall pick.
I started by saying it's counterintuitive,
yes,
to everything that you should be thinking about the draft. But you have to take it into account.
Like, if let's say that happens.
First
right?
of all, they would have an amazing defense if they did that.
They would. But I would like to see at that point you get some you get something back for a guy like Montez Sweat, where you would, because you're going to have too many people at that position at that point. And Chase Young's an immediate starter. You know, he's being projected as a Hall of Fame talent. So you would have to trade off some assets to try to get some picks back.
No. I don't think so. You're just going to have a stacked defensive line with great depth. And then you bring Ryan Kerrigan
and
back.
No receivers. Makes it,
fine. Good luck rushing more than 30 yards against me. Good luck. You know, good luck. Good luck stopping our cornerbacks are going to be better because the quarterback can't get the ball off. Good luck getting rid of the ball. Good luck.
Let's sneak Phil and Manassas in real quick. He's got his favorite karaoke song. Phil, what's up?
Yeah, guys, I was actually in Dallas yesterday at a karaoke bar, first time ever. And so everyone's playing these super slow songs like the Titanic, Celine Dion, Garbage, and Wind Beneath My Waves. I said, heck no, I'll do something crazy. I saw it. I did She's Crafty by Beastie Boys. If you ever heard it, play it on YouTube. It's a nutty song, but it's really cool, and it worked out pretty well.
She's Crafty by Beastie Boys.
I've heard it. Thank you, Phil, for the call.
Darius, if you want to fill us in, it looks like he's way ahead of us.
Yeah, make sure it's a clean version. We're going to take a break.
Or don't.
We're going to take a break, and because you know, Shorts, it's 144. It's actually 145 now.
Oh, my gosh. It's time.
It's time for the birthday, so we have to take a break. We have to come back.
It's a staple of the show.
It's a cornerstone of the show. We have to do it. Birthdays are next. Bit Day right here on The Fan. Where would you like to start? I'm going to give you a couple of options here. We can start in politics. We can start in baseball. Or we could start in music.
Well, politics is always good for sports talk radio. Let's start there.
Okay. Former FBI Director James Comey has a birthday today.
Ah, yes. James Comey.
How old do you think James Comey is?
Definitely think he looks younger than he is. He's a very tall man. He's 6'5"
very
or six,
tall.
Something like that. Those guys are
looks,
tough.
Looks good in a sport jacket.
Yeah, those guys are tough. If I had to peg James Comey, I would peg him at 61.
Very close, but keeping it with the 2-year off window like you typically are, James Comey is 59
today. Oh, I thought 59 at first. Oh,
I know, but
oh my God.
But you said 61. You might have thought 59, but you said 61. So that's a loss for you.
Ifs and buts for candy and nuts.
A band that I'm pretty sure you like, All Time Low.
Love All Time Low.
From Baltimore. World renowned at this point. Their lead singer, Alex Gaskarth, has a birthday today.
Also in a side project with Blink-182's...
Mark Hoppus.
Mark Hoppus right now.
How old do you think Alex Gaskarth is?
I know he's...
I was surprised by this.
I know he's around my age because their first quote-unquote hit on the radio was like 2007. That may put him a little bit behind me. I'm going to say 31.
32. He was 31 yesterday.
Same age as me. Same exact.
Be careful. Don't curse on the air now. It's just the birthday game.
Dear Maria. Great song.
Staple of the show. Actress Vanessa Hudgens has a birthday today. Mm. How old is Vanessa Hudgens?
Can you tell me what she's been in?
She's been in a lot of Disney movies.
More of an actress than a singer.
She tried to be a singer. I don't think it worked out too well.
Kind of like how Hillary Duff was terrible.
Yeah, she's like the B version, C version of Selena Gomez. Didn't really pan out like she wanted it to.
It's been a couple years since I've even heard the name. Oh, boy. She's got to be so much younger than me. I'm going to say Vanessa Hudgens is 27.
Vanessa Hudgens is 31 today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Way off. Wow. All
31.
These people are more successful than me at the same age. That's interesting.
Are you familiar with Migos?
Yes. Yeah. They. Yes. Yes, I am. They were the one that had that terrible. They were fine, but Katy Perry came off looking like ass on SNL.
Yeah.
And everybody crushed her for it.
Offset from Migos has a birthday today. How old do you think Offset is?
Offset. Any relation to Dipset?
No. By the way, free plug, Migos has a secret Popeyes menu on Uber Eats.
Didn't they date one of the Kardashians? Is that the Migos?
I don't think so. I think you're getting them confused with Travis Scott now.
He dates Cardi B.
Yeah, they're married. They're married, right? Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Married to Cardi B.
Yeah. They broke up for a little bit, but they're back together.
That's weird, because you would seem that they would have a stable relationship.
You would.
26.
I thought you were going to nail it. 28 today.
Oh!
So you're about to go 0-for, Shorts.
I am going 0-for. I just don't feel it today, Tommy.
Well, I'm glad I saved this guy for last, because it could save you from going 0-for on the birthday game staple of the show, something we always do. We invented it, actually.
Pillar of the show.
Pillar of the show. Craig Biggio today has a birthday.
This is a tough one. Oh,
maybe
man.
One of the greatest Astros ever.
First of all, somebody who's looked younger than he is for years. Oh, I'm going to have to go off of when he retired. And I don't know when he retired, but I would guess it was around 2008, which would put him...
Feels right.
41, 2008, 18,
52. Off by 2 years again, 54.
It's so disheartening.
I did like the way that you kind of... worked your way to it, though.
It's not as easy as people think, but you got to have a process.
Well, you know, I think when we play this birthday game, we remind ourselves how easy it is to just Google how old someone is.
It's really easy to just Google it.
That's why we play this game.
That's why we've done it for so long.
It's a staple of the show.
Before Google even existed, we did this.
But that's how we play the birthday game. Thank you for participating, Shorts. I'm sorry you had to go 0-for. Hopefully you'll get another shot at it.
I just never know when we're going to get a show again. So it could be years before I get a chance to be victorious.
All right. Coming up 2 o'clock hour, we got plenty of stuff to get into. I also have a saga that involves my personal life. A lot of people are involved.
That's generally never good.
I've been spotted. Okay. I've been spotted. They know who I am. And I'll tell you about that at 2:30 right here on BitDay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.